Before we start this episode of CFD's Podcast for Good, let's give a little shout out to our presenting sponsor, WSECU. WSECU has been a part of the community since 1957 and has been supporting the CFD in a big way since 2011. Thanks to them, we were able to bring you spectacular events and promotions like the Masquerade Ball, Golf for Veterans Tournament, and our incredible First Week to Give, which has been responsible for raising tens of thousands of dollars in donations to charities throughout our community. For more on how WSECU serves charities throughout our community, visit www.wsecu.org/community. And of course, visit our website to find out more about our incredible partnership with WSECU. And now, here's the show.
I've used so much battery life on this thing today. It's amazing.
Well, you've just been crushing it.
I do like to crush it.
You do, because you're so strong.
Yeah, I'm like the Hulk.
Actually, I was the Hulk for Halloween.
When?
Like 3 years ago here.
No, you were not.
Yeah, I was the...
Oh, yeah. I missed that Halloween. I was taking pictures of puppies and cupcakes at UW.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's okay. We didn't win, so...
Hashtag bitter. A little bitter. It's but this year, it's on.
It's on.
Yeah.
We got to figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah, we got less than 15 days. Yeah, to figure that out.
Can I ask you the question?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go right into it.
Well, not right now. We got to do the intro first.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Is that what you just did, like, 4 different times?
Yeah, dude. Where you been? Hello, everybody. Welcome to Podcast for Good. This is Season 3, Episode 37. Today, we are talking healthy aging. Everybody gets older. Let's do it healthfully. Why don't we?
Ooh, that was are you, like, their PR person?
Yes.
Wow, dang, girl.
Clearly.
You got me hooked.
See, and I didn't even tell you who it was.
No.
I'm already hooked.
I'm already in. I'm bought in.
I like this. So, my name is Heather Lucas. I'm the Fiscal and Policy Coordinator for the Combined Fund Drive, and I'm joined today by...
Jerrica Ferguson. I handle marketing and development for the Washington State Combined Fund Drive, and I feel like you should really just add that you are the podcast, like, host. Like, I think that you just need to start adding that to your title.
Oh, yeah?
Like, you're, like, Fiscal and Policy Coordinator / podcast host.
I run this show.
Yeah. I thought you were going to use a different S word, but I like that you kept
I know,
that clean.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It could have happened. I could have slipped that business out because I am a nightmare.
Well, speaking of slipping and transitions, I don't
know. No, don't. We talk to Dagmar Kron. She's the treasurer, the board treasurer for the South Park Senior Center. We don't get a lot of senior centers who participate in the program. I didn't write that on your sheet. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But yes, Dagmar is with the South Park Senior Center, and they are up north, a little outside of Seattle, like a certain neighborhood in Seattle that I've never been to, but it does sound lovely.
Yeah.
And the things that they provide for their community also sounds incredible. So I am excited for you to listen to this particular interview.
I'm very excited, too. Just based off, the things that you've talked about, it sounds like a really, like, wonderful place for people that are aging.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited to also hear these tips.
Yeah, I got some tips. Some of them do seem a little superficial, but some of them are justified.
Okay.
However, because you want to change up this format...
I do.
Here is the opportunity for you to present yourself.
Thank you. So I'm going to ask the question of the pod.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Everybody gets older every day, Heather.
They do.
So what's the most surprising thing you've discovered about yourself as you've gotten older?
How desperately bad I need sleep.
Yeah?
Oh, I didn't realize that it would be this bad. But, like, if I don't get enough sleep, I feel sick and gross, and I can't focus, and I just can't. I'm like a hulking, dragging monster mess, and, like, I need it. I need it.
Did you notice as a kid, like, when your parents would be like, I need to take, like, they, like, rest their eyes.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, they're snoring. And you're like, why you sleep? And then you're like, now you're like, I just need to rest my eyes.
What that means is
like a nap.
I need to sleep.
No one told me that adults needed naps.
Yeah. Where are my naps?
Where are my naps?
I don't want to have to go. My lunch break should be where I eat my food instead of take a nap in my car because I accidentally passed out while reading.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know when it's like warm and you're like, the sun's kind of out?
Yes.
And like all of a sudden it's like so warm that you're like in a comatose or you're just like, it's time to sleep.
Yes.
Like, what is that about?
I don't know.
A warm car makes me sleep.
It does. Yeah. Which is why if I am a passenger in a warm car, I'm asleep.
Oh, when I go, if I'm a passenger traveling, like my like immediate is just like, I get knocked out all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Unless it's cold and then I'm like shivering in the back. Like,
I
can't.
I feel like the last time that I was traveling, when we went to Spokane, we're coming back from Spokane, I think I slept for like 2 hours.
You did sleep.
Yeah. I was totally out. Totally out.
You and Don both slept, actually.
We did,
yeah, it was
yes.
really cute.
Were we like snuggle buddies?
No, you guys were opposites, but it was still cute enough because it was a small car.
Who knew that we could be so cute while we slept?
I know. Such cuties.
Yeah. What's the most surprising thing you've discovered about yourself?
Well,
you've gotten older.
I know. So one of the things is like, what I've gotten older is like, less things matter.
Okay.
So like, what I mean is like, the things that really bothered me like 2-3 years ago, like just like pet peeves or things, I noticed those have like gone away where I'm like, meh, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
The other thing is, a more funny topic, is like, I always thought like adults just always had money.
Oh.
And I definitely,
and you have
like,
discovered that is not true.
Yeah. There's like this like Twitter thing going on recently that was like hashtag like what adults didn't tell you or something. And it's hilarious. Like just the most like random like things that like didn't know I'd be this tired. Exactly. You know, like
how much a gallon of milk costs.
Yeah. Also like you actually have to fill up your tank all the time.
Yeah.
Like, how come my gas tank was just always full? Thanks, Dad. Didn't realize that you were like, I don't know, getting gas on the way home after I've blown through like tanks and tanks of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just like little life lessons.
Yeah,
I feel like someone should really give a toolkit to a high school student, even though, let's be honest, none of us would be like, ooh, bonfire. But
sure.
You know.
Well, I mean, it would be a nice class for them to take.
Yeah.
You know, when they graduate, they have to go out and live. So
I
they should
know,
probably
like,
have some
have
life
to
skills.
Get a job.
Yeah. Have to wash myself in the shower.
Well, I mean.
Have to do laundry.
Yeah.
And dishes.
Yeah, like they don't get done unless you do them.
Yeah.
That's another one.
That's a sad adulting thing.
It's like, and you can't just like throw them away because it's like expensive.
That's true. Did you have blue dishes last week? Yeah, but they were dirty.
Yeah.
Threw them away.
Yeah, it's just like too much work.
What?
Talking about waste.
I know, right?
Hmm.
Okay. All right, so we're going to waste no more time and get to our interview with Dagmar Krohn, the board treasurer with South Park Senior Center. Here it is. All right, so I'm here with Dagmar Krohn, the board treasurer of the South Park Senior Center. Dagmar, thank you for joining me today.
You're very welcome.
So can you give us a little history about the South Park Senior Center and what your organization does for the community?
Sure. We are a senior center, and we officially serve people age 50 and older who live either in the city of Seattle or in King County, and most of our King County people come from the zip codes that are just south of the city of Seattle.
Okay. And as far as South Park, what region is that of Seattle? It's in Seattle, yes?
It's in Seattle, but it's in the very, very southmost neighborhood.
Okay.
So our, if you draw a circle around our building, then we serve about 6 or 7 or 8 zip codes mostly, and those, about half of them in Seattle and half of them just south.
Okay, very nice.
And what we do, obviously, as a senior center, is we serve seniors.
Mm-hmm.
We provide meals 4 days a week, 3 in the evening. We have a lot of other activities that most senior centers do, different kinds of physical activities. Karaoke is very important. Card games, all those sorts of book clubs. We even have a Parkinson support group, and we do different kinds of sort of medical and nutritional education. But mostly people come to us for fun.
Okay. So as far as providing meals, is that a smaller element of your organization where the fun stuff is like the bigger predominant thing you do? Or what kind of percentage are we talking about here?
Well, I think people come first for food.
Okay.
And then they transition into fun.
Okay.
Or into learning something or whatever.
Sure.
So The people who come to us typically do their meals on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings at 5:30. Mm-hmm. We do a lunch at 11:30 to 12:30 on Tuesdays.
Okay.
So the evening ones, on Mondays, we serve Cambodian cuisine.
Really?
And we have a Cambodian cohort that's mixed in with, you know, other people that come regularly or any time. And then on Fridays, we serve Vietnamese cuisine, and we have a Vietnamese cohort and other people there.
Yeah.
Wednesdays and Tuesdays are usually for just general comfort food kinds mm-hmm. of American kinds of things.
Sure.
But on Mondays and Fridays after dinner, karaoke, nice. Dancing.
Nice.
But also our card players play before dinners and after dinners all three evenings of the week. So people, and then usually in the sort of mid-afternoon, we have our enhanced fitness exercise program. We have our line dancing.
Yeah.
And then we do yoga Friday mornings. We have two book clubs, one in the morning, one in the evening. They meet monthly. Our Parkinson support group meets monthly. I'm probably forgetting some things, but
you've got a big
yes.
group of things you do.
Yes.
Very nice. So I read an article in preparing for the podcast. It was called The Secrets of Aging Well.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that you should turn your attention to making friends, mm-hmm. waging a war on your waistline, and extinguishing your cigarettes for good. Those are the things you should focus on. So does the South Park Senior Center have initiatives or programs that promote those concepts?
Yes. I think that the most important thing we do is provide socialization.
Okay.
Now, we certainly provide social work service delivery to both the people who come to our building and then those that either do by phone or at home
mm-hmm.
Visits. And so we definitely provide that socialization, and I think that's the most important part. People come for food, but they really don't come for food. They really come to talk to people,
yeah.
engage with people in one way or another. So, and then trying to keep healthy
mm-hmm.
Is important, and so we have people that do the exercise programs, we have people who don't.
Yeah.
And we also, I think, try to provide help for people who are making transitions in their lives.
Okay.
One of the things I do want to talk about is the sort of the demographics
sure.
of the people that we serve, because that makes a difference about how we provide and the service and exactly which services. Mm-hmm. So we serve about 52% are Asians,
okay.
mostly Cambodian and Vietnamese, but also Chinese and other Lao and so on.
Okay.
And we serve about 10 or 11% are Spanish-speaking people.
Okay.
We serve about 4-5% African-American and African immigrants.
Okay.
We serve about 4% of Asian-Pacific Islanders, also a fair, about that same number of Native Americans.
Okay.
And we live, our neighborhood and around us is low income.
Mm-hmm.
And about, I don't know, maybe as much as 20% of the people we serve are homeless.
Oh, wow.
So the things that we do, mostly our homeless population want to eat.
Sure.
And we try to help them transition.
Mm-hmm.
But we have sort of our cohort of homeless who are around us have been around and homeless for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult with the small amount of social work service staff that we have
mm-hmm.
to be able to help transition them. But we're also in a building that has a food bank with clothing bank.
Okay.
And we're also in a building that serves mostly Spanish-speaking people for family services.
Okay.
And we're also in a building that has a cohort of a youth corps.
Okay.
So the building is very small, and we are always elbow to elbow. But our seniors can access those other things as
okay.
well. So I think that's an important point about which senior center we are compared
yeah.
to ones that are in more affluent neighborhoods.
Sure.
And so One of the things that's been new this year, a couple of the very important things. One of them is that we've almost doubled the number of people that we're serving.
Wow.
And that is difficult for us because we operate with about 2.5 to 3 FTEs of staff.
Sure, yeah.
Not counting me, because I work full-time as a volunteer.
Uh-huh.
And I write proposals and do a lot of administrative work. But we're only paying that many people.
Yeah.
And the problem with volunteers is they do what they want to, including me. So that business of having more people coming in the door
mm-hmm.
is good for the people coming in the door. And for us, we're already starting to meet maximum capacity on our meal programs because the room only can seat 100
sure.
people.
Yeah.
So we're happy that we're expanding. We're expanding partly because our Cambodian group's fairly new, and by word of mouth, it's, I think, just 2 days ago we had 8 new people come.
Oh, wow.
All of them were Cambodian.
Okay.
But we also did a mass mailing for the first time
mm-hmm.
ever, and that is still, since March, bringing new people into us for our different activities.
Sure.
So that's kind of who we are.
So you're trying to keep the services that you've got going,
mm-hmm.
meet the needs,
mm-hmm.
even though they're growing.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, healthy aging. You talked a little bit about social connections there.
Yes.
How important do you believe social connections are to aging well?
I think they're probably one of the most important.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is that if you're aging and you start drawing away from life,
yeah.
if you start staying home, if you start not interacting with people, usually that leads to things like depression.
Uh-huh.
Worse outcomes in terms of any kinds of medical issues.
Yeah.
And it can get very serious. People may be getting to a point where they're not driving their own car or easily taking a bus and they need transportation.
Sure.
We do provide transportation very less than we need to do. We do have a small van,
mm-hmm.
And we last year, mid-year, started participating in a new program that has us recruiting volunteer drivers who are
okay.
reimbursed 54 cents per mile for when they drive seniors
uh-huh.
and recruiting seniors who need transportation.
Sure.
And that has been very, very successful. There are other, originally last year there were only 2 senior centers invited to do it, and we just absolutely outshone the other senior
oh,
center.
Very nice, very nice.
It was. And now we're outshowing the others that they've expanded to.
Yeah.
And just 2 days ago we opened the mail and there was a check for $780
oh.
that was sort of our incentive to participate in that program.
Very nice.
When we started out, we were lucky if we were getting $100
yeah.
a month. And we actually have one of our seniors has chosen to spend full time driving others.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that business of people who need the socialization,
uh-huh.
if they need transportation and they're not getting it, then all of these negative outcomes come along.
Yeah.
The sound level in our building when we have, I mean, obviously if you have music and you're doing line dancing or you're
yeah.
doing the enhanced fitness evidence-based exercise program.
Very nice.
You have that background. But when people are just there talking to each other or something, laughing and
mm-hmm.
so on, chattering in different languages,
yeah.
It's really fun and interesting. And people talk about that. We just are doing this week and last week our twice annual survey
mm-hmm.
of people. And the surveys, people get to say most of the time, some of the time, almost never, or not applicable.
Yeah.
And usually over 90% for every one of the questions that we ask, and there are 14 of them, I think, we have over 90% of the people say most of the time.
Yeah, that they need that connection.
They need that connection,
social interaction.
Or they need whatever, you know, they're getting out of our programs.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'm pretty proud of our senior center. I think it's serving people who need our senior center more than others maybe need their senior center.
Yeah. Do you think that the clientele you're serving may not reach out otherwise if there were no senior center?
Yes. That especially for our homeless population,
uh-huh.
but for our others as well. A lot of them, kind of indicate that the major part of their life outside of their where they live is our senior center.
Yeah.
And we do have people who come to us only maybe once in a while. We're keeping now very what's called client-level data,
okay,
which means that we actually track each person. And we're able to do that since the first of the year because of grant funds from the King County that allowed us to buy a system. It's called My Senior Center, and it's a touch screen with a little card that people can actually just swipe, touch on the screen what they're going to be doing, touch finish, and then get on with it.
Nice.
The back end of it, though, has all of the demographic information, the contact information for people. So we and we have the ability to sort that in any direction we want. So for our monthly reports to the City of Seattle, we actually had a My Senior Center coder fix it up so that all we have to do is just click on a button and say download.
Yeah, make it easy.
Make it very easy. Before, that was cutting maybe 20 hours a week of effort out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's great.
Yeah. So anyway, that socialization, I think, I put it at the top.
Okay.
I really do.
Well, do you think that seniors have enough support from their communities or are welcome to community activities outside of an organization like a senior center?
They're welcome, always. And in many of the people in the areas that we serve who come from cultures other than sort of what people refer to as the majority culture, I'm not sure anybody knows what that is, they do things according to their own, how they were raised and where what
their
they're
personal
living.
Culture.
Yes. And in many of those cultures, elders are respected.
Okay.
Sometimes revered.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that for the most part, in the group that we serve, elders are welcome anywhere.
Okay.
And treated well with respect. So I think that's an important aspect. The difficulty is there aren't that many things that are interesting to an elder population, in especially in just our zip code of 98108, which is around the South Park and Georgetown mostly. So we have people who do other things. We also have people who basically don't do anything except what they do when they come to us.
Yeah.
It's an I think it's an important role that we're paying. I feel very empowered by the work that I do.
Yeah.
Simply because I know that I'm helping the people who benefit the most.
Yeah.
And that we are helping to, you know, live their best lives.
Yeah.
And we're trying to provide a structure that has the components that will make that work. The medical, the fun, the connections, how to keep people healthy, how to keep them eating properly. All those components build like a little house.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing that for people who need that structure.
Nice. You're weaving them into the fabric of your organization.
Yes.
Very nice. So as people age, of course, physical and mental health needs can take a bigger priority and take more of a toll on a person. So in your opinion, do you think that seniors are getting the mental health support that they need to stay healthy?
We don't have counseling, per se, either for individual or group very often, although just recently we did two things. One, we did a on Refugee Day, it was mostly our Cambodians, but some of our Vietnamese chose to come to an event where they could talk about their experiences in the killing fields during the Khmer Rouge. A lot of people cried.
Yeah, I bet.
We have video of it, and they've given us permission to use it. And then we did have one of our board members who is a social work delivery person checked in with everybody afterwards to make sure they were okay, because we knew that this could bring up a problem in their minds,
like
something
trauma.
That had been trauma. And so afterwards, but not immediately afterwards, we also had a Khmer, that's Cambodian language, and the people are Khmer.
Okay.
We had in Khmer, we had a counseling session, and we had enough people participating that we only had 10 chairs, so we had to do it twice that evening.
Okay.
For people just to talk about what the problems with aging are and how they feel about their life now.
Okay.
And that was specifically set up because of that earlier session. We wanted to make sure that people were still okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we do the best we can with the resources that we have, which are never enough.
Of course.
On the other hand, we've had equitable funding from the city of Seattle since about 2014, 2015. We were established in 1972.
Okay.
And weren't being equitably supported until about that time. And then last year, this year, and into 2023, we have new funding from King County.
Okay.
It's never as much as we want, never as much as we need, but that stable funding is mm-hmm. key to us being able to operate sustainably, even though we have other income coming in for other projects and other donations and so on.
Yeah.
So I think we're doing a fantastic job. And, you know, on a day-to-day basis, no one asks me about these kinds of questions, so I don't get a chance to reflect on the fact
sure.
about how important we are to yeah. the people we serve.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, the population is, we all get older, and we're all going to have needs, so mm-hmm. your resources are going to be vital for a very long time.
I will say that 80% of our social workers' interactions with our seniors have to do with housing.
Yeah.
And that's because of the issue of displacement.
Sure.
We are seeing some of our seniors being displaced.
Okay.
And our neighborhood has a serious problem with displacement at this time.
Okay.
And so one of the things that two or three of us who are in the staff or volunteers within the senior center, we've started participating in a Duwamish Valley Affordable Housing Coalition.
Okay.
Because we feel that that's a rising important issue for our seniors. So we're trying to help solve that problem
yeah.
along with all the others.
Yeah. So it's a lot of work that you guys are putting into the area.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, everybody knows that we need to exercise and eat well to stay mm-hmm. healthy physically. Do you think that eating well and exercising becomes harder as you get older due to income restrictions?
If you were just asking me for my personal answer, the answer is unfortunately yes.
Yeah.
but it is an issue. And I mentioned our enhanced fitness exercise program, and I said it's evidence-based.
Mm-hmm.
It was developed by the medical people at the University of Washington. And it has been sustained by Sound Generations.
Okay.
And it is a program that the people who are the instructors have to be very specifically trained in that particular program.
Sure.
And it covers, I never can remember all four of them, but it covers aerobics, it covers stretching,
mm-hmm.
it covers weights, and whatever the other one is.
Yeah.
Anybody else would probably be able to say all of them. And it's very prescribed.
Okay.
And in fact, once a year, our instructors, someone comes and actually grades them on four pages
oh.
of whether or not they're covering all of the types of exercises that are needed at the right amounts of time, all
uh-huh.
that kind of thing. It's an exercise program that can be done standing and sitting.
Okay.
And in fact, we've had people recovering from knee surgery or in a wheelchair participating.
Very nice.
Along with people who, have more capabilities.
Sure.
And our instructor talks about that. So that's an important component. And then recently, over about the last couple of years, we've had funding from King County Parks that has allowed us to add yoga, Tai Chi,
mm-hmm.
And line dancing.
Oh, very nice.
And they're fun,
mm-hmm.
and people really enjoy them, but it also keeps them moving properly. And our meal program is part of a congregate meal program that some of the funding comes from the federal government, goes into, I never remember whether it goes to the state, then the city, or straight to the city, then to Sound Generations,
sure.
and then to us. So we're reimbursed for three of our 4 days of meals.
Okay.
For those people who meet the criteria of being age 50 and older and live in King County.
Mm-hmm.
But at coming along with that, we cannot serve a meal whose menu has not been approved by a licensed and trained person who is doing that work full-time.
Sure.
And if and then after each meal, we have to fill in a form that says what we actually did serve.
Okay.
So we are held accountable to the to all of the nutritional important components of our program. The other thing that we do, and fortunately we get reimbursed for this too, we have people who come for a meal and then ask for a take-home box.
Oh, okay.
And we do that because we serve on Monday. That means that they have dinner on Tuesday.
Yes.
We serve dinner on Wednesday. They take something home for Thursday.
Very
same
nice.
Thing on Friday to Saturday. So we, when we say that we serve 92 or 100 meals, you know, yesterday or the day before, a certain fraction of those are actually two meals for a single person.
Sure, yeah.
And part of that is a good thing for us because we're starting to reach that maximum seating of 100 people.
Yeah.
But fortunately, we have people who are sitting there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our homeless, for example, they eat and leave.
Okay.
Some of them stay and play cards.
Yeah.
Not very many of them do karaoke in either Tamay or Vietnamese. But they come, and then people who come a little later. And we're required by that program to serve for 60 minutes. Our kitchen can't close the door
okay.
until then. Sometimes we've run out of food, mm-hmm. and our cook and anyone who's helping, they have to scrounge around and find something for people to eat.
Sure.
And it's been difficult this year because we were maybe planning on 40, 45, 50, maybe on a heavy day, 55 people.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're cooking for 90 to 100.
Yeah.
And that's happened in just, 8 months.
Yeah, so that's where you're at now. 90
that's
to
where
100.
We're at, yeah.
So let's say someone hears this podcast
mm-hmm.
and they want to begin giving to South Park Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about what donations do for your organization?
They do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've been asked recently, what would $10 do?
Yeah.
That's three meals.
Okay.
Or it's three attendances in one of our exercise programs.
Okay.
And then, as you probably know, most of the donations that you get, either from corporate or from individuals, it starts with a foundation of people who don't give a lot of money, but
mm-hmm.
they're giving what is in their heart
yeah.
and what they can afford.
Yeah.
And then it kind of goes, and then you end up with something that happened to us last week. This has never happened to us since 1972. We opened the mail.
Uh-huh.
There was an anonymous $10,000 donation.
Wow.
That is the biggest donation we've ever had.
Wow, that's incredible.
It is. But you see, that's at that top peak point.
Yeah, it's you're not getting that every single day.
No.
Yeah.
And even our board members, when they join our board, are elected to the board, they know that we expect them to make a monetary donation
sure.
within their means.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not our senior center, but several years ago, I had someone who was on a different board that I served on, and she knew that. And one day she came to me and gave me three $1 bills and some change.
Yeah.
And it was her leftover grocery money.
Yeah.
So so even the volunteers in our place, they contribute their time
mm-hmm.
and they contribute their resources, and every little bit for us counts. We're serving as many people as other senior centers, some of whom are in nonprofit organizations with 140 employees,
yeah.
Or 10 or 15 or 20. Something like that.
Yeah.
And we're doing that on a shoestring in comparison. So every little bit for us counts.
Yeah. So before we go, do you have any upcoming programs or events you'd like to highlight?
Well, we do Rainbow Bingo fundraisers.
Okay.
We do those 6 times a year. We just did one last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we can only seat a finite number of people.
Sure.
So our rainbow bingos don't make us as much money as others, but they are a hoot.
Yeah.
We have to have, it's necessary to have a cross-dresser as your entertainer.
Okay.
We serve Jello shots. When we started bingo, I didn't know what Jello. I'm in chemist background, but I didn't know what a Jello shot
was. But you
was.
Do now.
I do now. We also do adult popsicles with tequila as we do beer and wine.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we have pop and we have water
and
those sorts of things too. But we include a meal, and people on Saturday could. Everyone was talking about how wonderful the meal was because we have a wonderful cook.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing. We have them coming up still October 26th and November 30th.
Okay.
And we just on Sunday did a Vietnamese fall festival event.
Okay.
So regularly those two cohorts ask us essentially for permission to help them put on events that are not just for their own people, but also for others to learn about their cultures and their art, their language.
Yeah.
One thing we have not done in many years is what we called Vietnamese 101.
Okay.
It wasn't for Vietnamese people.
It was for other people?
Other people. And now I've been starting quietly to just suggest that we need another one, and we need a Cambodian 101.
Okay.
And so I think that we regularly post a calendar that tells us all of the activities that are regularly scheduled, and then we add to that all of our special ones as well.
Very nice.
Yes. So we'll be doing it after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I think the 21st of January maybe is a Friday. We'll be doing the Vietnamese Tet New Year.
Okay.
And we'll be doing, in May, we'll be doing a Cambodian New Year. But we're finding that recently we've been trying to hand off the decision about the programming to our seniors who are going to be taking part in that. And we're finding, as a result, they're asking us to do more things than we had been doing otherwise, which even makes us more busy, but that's just great.
Yeah. Well, that sounds incredible. Dagmar, thank you so much for coming down and telling me all about the South Park Senior Center and what it is you guys do for the community.
Thank you for having me.
That was our interview with Dagmar. She is wonderful, and I know I'm not technically a senior, but I kind of want to go to the senior center and play bingo. And
bingo?
I do. It's fun.
I know.
But they have, she said that they have a group of people from different communities, so they have kind of a diverse neighborhood, which is cool. So, Cambodian people are coming to the senior center, and then they have, want to do one-on-ones and 101s so you can learn about the Cambodian culture, but then they have
cool.
a food night.
Ooh, yum. Sounds like you're going to South Park.
Yeah, I just want to go and eat your food and play your bingo.
Tell me some of these health facts that you keep teasing me with.
Yeah, so I did look up some health facts, to see about, hey, how do you age healthfully? And, a couple of them seemed a little Glamour magazine-y, Cosmo, and I was like, yeah, okay.
Drink water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Drink water like it's your job. That's what it said. Gross.
I mean, you should drink water, though.
Exercise regularly and practice good posture.
While I slouch over this table.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, sitting up straight. Use sunscreen.
Yeah.
And then this is a glamoury. Use retinoid to reduce wrinkles. Really? I'm not going to spend my money on that. Come on.
We should do a side podcast where Heather just reads health tips.
And then I say disparaging things. That's stupid. Watch your diet. Don't tell me what to do. Avoid cigarettes. Nah, I want to smoke all the cigarettes in the
world.
You
don't, though.
I don't.
No, cigarettes are gross.
Yeah, they are pretty gross.
Yeah.
So, maintain a positive attitude. People who viewed aging positively lived 7.5 years longer than those who approached it with a negative
7.5.
attitude. 7.5? Yes, 7.5. Okay. But also, if you're positive, guess what?
Yes, exactly. You are having a good time and fun, and the people around you are also having fun. Visit your dentist. Having good dental hygiene is important. Getting enough sleep, very important. And drinking plenty of water, like your life depends on it. Drinking water like it's your job. Also, good adjustment or coping skills. So behavioral skills to figure out, like, hey, I'm facing something that's not so great. I'm going to make lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah. Right? I think also that should be, like, a caveat, like, get a therapist.
Yes.
I love therapy. And yes. I think more people should do therapy.
We could do a podcast about how much we love therapy, and I can also critique all of these things. I can critique therapy things.
I thought
things,
maybe
like.
We should be positive, though. That's what it says.
Be positive. Don't tell me what to do. You're not my dad.
Well, that was great. Thanks for stating those facts about...
You can take them seriously that. If you'd like.
So let's transition to some upcoming events. So... We just had our first week to give.
Massively successful.
It was really great. Again, huge shout out to WSECU providing the coffee cards this year. They actually upped their donations. We're just so, or their sponsorship. We just are so proud to work with them. They're also a sponsor of the pod. So thank you so much to WSECU. Some upcoming events. We have the CFD Masquerade Ball literally on Saturday. Are you even ready?
Well, I mean, I think that's an interesting question.
Yep. It's at 7 p.m. we're super excited for the ball this year. It's going to be tons of fun. As a reminder, if you are a VIP guest, please arrive before 6.
That way you can have your VIP dinner.
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
a whole yeah, yeah, plated yeah. dinner for VIP guests this year.
Exactly. Thanks to Little Creek on that. Some other upcoming events. October 29th is the Bite of L&I. More information is to come of that, but it is going to be held at L&I.
Yes.
In Tumwater. And then, of course, this is pretty far away, but we just want to continue people to know is we have Giving Tuesday coming up. This is going to be an e-card campaign, and that will be on December 3rd, the week after Thanksgiving. And that is during our first or our last week to give. And it is not the last week to give, but it is the last week that we'll be wrapping up the campaign.
Yeah, wrapping up those fundraisers to get them out.
Everybody, thank you so much. We're super excited to start this year's giving campaign for the Combined Fund Drive. It's our first month in. If you have questions, anything that you need help with, please give us a call, and we can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you once again to Dagmar Kron for joining us and telling us about her amazing senior center and all the work that they do for the people they serve in their community.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Jerrica.
Let's go eat lunch.
Okay, hungry. Bye.